Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I got a speeding ticket in the mail yesterday.
In the mail?
Yeah. I think I'm going to just ignore it.
It's Mike Shope.
Where was this?
Spain.
And the Bulldog.
I think if I just lay low, I think I'll get away with it.
Not mention it on the air?
Definitely don't want to talk about it on the air.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I like the sound of this more and more as we go. I'm an outlaw.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
That's old news. It's been settled.
I folded.
I'm still waiting for you to get another notice. What do you mean you sent $100? What does that have to do with anything? You owe.
I think it's over. I got an email, like, you know, thank you, but whatever. I think we're done.
You know, I just took a walk, which, by the way, it's not the best day for it. Because just more and more construction in our place, and it's so dusty and hot out there today. But anyway, I did. And I thought it's a good way for me to, you know, get my mind moving. And I thought about how so much of the offseason, we're just talking about the Bills' chances. And there was one point that I liked, and I would keep hearing, and I'm thinking about Aaron Schatz for this. How, all right, well, what has happened here in 5 years? They've won the division 5 years in a row, but they can't beat Kansas City and once Cincinnati in the playoffs. That's it in a nutshell. They haven't been able to get there in January. And Aaron said, look, that doesn't only happen on your best teams or in your best seasons. And he referred to the Manning Colts, how... I mean, didn't they go like 14-0 one year and just they were dominant in regular seasons, but they would lose in the playoffs to New England, usually.
Right.
And that was their story, much like what the Bills' story is. But the year they broke through and they beat New England to do it was a season which was more of a struggle for them. It was not their best. They were not undefeated for 14 weeks or anything. Like they were down a little bit. But it fell right in the playoffs, whether that's luck or matchups. Maybe New England was not at its best that year. Is it 2006, I think, is the year Indianapolis wins? And it's like,
that's right, yeah.
So it's just not a perfect correlation. You're going to have seasons where you're dominant all year and lose, and that's kind of the Bills last year, I would say. I mean, think about last year, just what a walk it was. From that Houston loss almost all the way to the end, beating the Chiefs in there and beating Detroit in Detroit. The one Ram loss is it.
Right.
And even that was a little fluky. So really just an incredible year. And then it ended in Kansas City again. So there's that point, you know, that's a way to feel optimistic about the Bills. I'll often for years have been looking at the betting markets to take a cue. What does somebody who isn't a Bills fan thinking about them, and there they are as the first choice in the AFC today to win the AFC title above New England, which is 2.5 games ahead of them and looks really sharp. So you've got that. You also have, if you want it, the fact that the Chiefs are 6-6, and there is a decent chance they will not make it at all, as we know from following the league. We know this. They play Houston this week. Not easy. They still have Denver again, the Chargers again. Like, they have a tougher, well, they have a tougher path because they're 6-6.
Right.
And you might like that. If your attitude about the Bills has been, really, they're great. There's nothing really that's a problem. It's just Kansas City. It's just Mahomes is the problem. He's too good. Well, you might not see him. So you've got a few things here you can cling to. It's sort of ironic that, and we talked about this yesterday and, you know, on postgame, games like the Pittsburgh game and Carolina, where the Bills have really dominated, we almost just don't give them credit for that because there's not enough passing or they're just not. It's more of a, the story is more of the loser in these games, like the Steelers. The Steelers were the bigger story from that game, I think. And you know, you probably should give them more credit than they get.
Yeah, I think that that definitely happens, and I think it's harder to impress a fan base that has been on this ride, even though there isn't a championship there. That maybe even makes it worse, because at least if you had won one at some point here between 20 and now, it'd be like, you know, well, we know they'll get it right or figure it out, or there wouldn't be this pressure, this, you know, this immense pressing on everyone involved. It feels like they got to get it done. They're not going to get one before Allen is out of his prime. They're wasting him, all this sort of stuff. None of that is present if you've at least won one time, right? So, like, there's that. But, yeah, I mean, how excited do you want to get when you beat Carolina with Andy Dalton playing quarterback 40-9? I think 3 or 4 years ago, you might have felt a lot cleaner about it, a lot easier to find your way to being impressed by that. But what comes with when you settle for is not exactly how I want to put it. When you're living in a world where we know only January matters, I mean, play that all the way out. I mean, by virtue of saying, if you really feel that way, and like, I don't entirely feel that way, but I understand it, and I have enough of an appreciation for it. Like, I feel it too. It's hard to be impressed by wins over teams that don't look good in November or even early December. I guess Sunday was still November, right? Yeah, yesterday was the first. So you're just sort of in this spot where I'm hard to impress. I think the fan base is hard to impress. And maybe the hardest bit of everything you just laid out there is thinking the Bills are great because of it. Because I don't think they're – I've been saying for 2 days already, this game against Pittsburgh doesn't demonstrate to me that they're all set. What was encouraging about it was that they showed that they could find their way without their tackles, because the last time they even had them in a game, they had no answers for helping them and getting through a game without them at their best. So now the backups are in, oh, my God, what now? And – Allen got hit only because he chose to run, or they called run plays, but whatever. He wasn't harried at all. It was easy. But the hard part is, do I have enough? Are they as good? Are they last year? They looked even better than they do this year, I think, offensively. Although a lot of the advanced stuff, like Allen's EPA per play, is still in the top 5 in the league. The guys ahead of him are all, it's May and Stafford, and I forget who else, but
hopefully Prescott.
It's not like he's having, I think he is on that list. Like, Allen is, like, the offense is damaged permanently or something. It just doesn't quite look like all that to us. And I think our version of what qualifies as all that is always leaping out ahead of us. It's just something we just can't quite get our hands around it. And the playoff failures, I think, paint a lot of that picture for us. even if we're not, like, I don't think people are consciously deciding to feel that way. I think it just happens. You're a sports fan. You've seen your team be this good and not get there. You're watching them this year. They don't seem to be as good, right? Where are all the good players? Where are the good receivers? Where's my pass rush? Where's everything that these good teams have? We don't seem to have that in long supply, if at all. And so it just... Every year, that's why a month ago I said we're not going to make it to January. That's calmed down, I think. But all I got to do is lose to Cincinnati on Sunday, and we'll be right back to we're not going to make it to January.
You lose to Cincinnati, you're going to be meaning that more literally.
Right.
Like losing to Pittsburgh would have meant. It's like they really might not make it to the playoffs, or you know, at least.
Right.
Let's go to Jim here. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays. How you guys doing?
Thank you. Doing great.
Good. I'm just really confused. I mean, the Bills have really confused me from week to week all year round. As far as Patriots, Kansas City, I hate the Patriots more than I hate Kansas City. I mean, they're equally kind of the same, but I got a buddy that's a Patriots fan and he's been razzing me and I just, if we lose to them again, it's just confusing to me the offense all year, right? You look at last week. We run two running plays all game, right? And we run it down the 17th ranked running defense out there, right? With two backup tackles, right? But you look at the receiving, which has really confused me all year, right? You look at our receiving from last game. Cook was the number one receiver with three receptions for 33 yards. Then you had Knox behind him with 3 for 28, and then Johnson behind him for 3 for 20. Like, our receiver core just seems discombobulated, and Josh seems like he doesn't trust anybody when he's looking down the field, you know, and this year it's just really been a consistency of that. The game before that, I think Johnson was the number one receiver, right? A running back. I mean, and it's not like, you know, and I get it, third down running back, whatever, but with the receivers we have, you know, I mean, Brandon Bean's kind of looking like a clown to me, or what he said. Oh, we're good with the receivers we got. We're just going to roll with it, you know. And then where are we going? To the next nursing home to pick up our next player? Like, we're bringing all these guys back that are older. Not that they're not good or we're good in their day, but I mean, Cook. I remember Cook running with Drew Brees down the field and Brees throwing to him. I mean, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he's been with, three teams since then. You know what I mean? So it's like, to me, it's just like, it just seems like we're discombobulated, and then we have two backup tackles as Anderson and Vandermark come in, and like you said, Josh wasn't really running for his life like he was the past couple games. He actually had time. The only time, like you said, he got hit is when he wanted to run, and then we were running it down their throats. A 17, and this is a Tomlin defense in Pittsburgh, so it's not, you know what I mean? Like, and we what did we do? Break two rushing records in there, and it's like, okay, so what is what is our identity, right? Like, going into the playoffs, going into these next two games, Cincinnati and the Patriots, what is our identity? What does that look like? You know, and it's just been really, it looks like it's just been really discombobulated, and Josh doesn't trust his receivers. And I just wanted to know your thought process on that.
I mean, we've been...
Listen to the show every day, and you'll know. Any day.
They want to run it. They can run it. They're excellent at running it. They are, to me, not at all proven passing it. And you touched on it. I mean, they're dipping into the well anywhere they can find someone available that they think might be able to help them, which is, you know, credit to them for continuing to try. But it's not likely to have a big impact, if any impact at all, I think. So... That is the thing of this season. And it's not just because Bean made the spectacle out of it. I mean, it's enhanced it. But believe me, if he hadn't called into the morning show for that scheduled appearance with the guys after the draft and did what he did, we'd still be in here talking about whether they have enough at receiver. It's just, I don't know that Mina Kimes would be talking about it, you know, but we would still be, because we're here and we thought that and we still do. It's the biggest question, I think, about their team to me. And I don't even think it's that close. Like, oh, the defense, oh, the tackling, oh, the running game, you know, the run defense, all this stuff. Look at their losses this year and look at the points and look at the passing game in those games or the offense in general. Like, they lost by 10 to Atlanta, scoring 14 points. They lost by 3, scoring 20 to New England. They scored, what, 19 in Houston. The offense has not had enough. They could have, if they had a better passing game, overcome some of their defensive shortcomings in those games. But they don't have enough to do it. So it is the thing that, to me, is the most discouraging in the overall, because I don't think it's going to get significantly bankably better. They might have a good day like they had against Tampa Bay a couple of weeks ago. Somewhere in here, you know, they'll hit some throws and Allen will have a big day. But are you a team that when it's 3rd and 6 and you're on the road in the AFC divisional round, have you got it? Like, there's 4 minutes to go and you need a first down to kill the clock, or you need a first down to get in field goal range. Are you going to have it? They haven't had enough, even when Diggs was here. So I think they've really been negligent about that position.
You know, you can say it makes sense, like, week to week, it's confusing. One of the caller's words was confusing. Sure. It's not, though, really in terms of what the NFL usually is. Like, pick any team, and I bet I could give me Carolina. And tell me their season isn't confusing. You know, so there's a lot of teams like that. Atlanta would be another one. And there are a lot of them. Miami. Miami's rolling, by the way. That's a little bit confusing. They fired their GM. The coach seemed like he was going to be out. Now they're on a winning streak. That's just how the league tends to be. Not to cop out on it. I mean, there are details, many details in there. But week to week, sure. Year to year, last year to this year, how overall different really is it? Statistically, it's not that different. One of Bean's, and this is a totally fair point for him to have referred to, is like the record point total, 30 points a game, and how they were so productive. They were 2nd in the league in scoring last year. This year, they're 5th. This year, they are 2nd in the league in total yards. 2nd. Last year, they were 10th. Last year, they were 9th in passing yards and 26th in attempts. So they were efficient. This year, they are 10th in passing yards and 27th in attempts. They are the same in total, the aggregate. This offense versus last year, what's Cook? Cook is over 1,000. He had a 200-yard game. He had a huge game in Pittsburgh. 32 carries, right? Like, that's happening again.
Yeah, he's at a career high. He's got 1,200 yards already.
1,200 yards already. Last year, he had the touchdowns more than this year. But that's regression. That's normal. So there are more complaints or complainers this year, and I think maybe there are turnovers this year, and last year there weren't any, which was insane. But that's not a point I hear on this show being made, you know, from fans or from us, is like, oh, you got to stop with the turnovers. We almost like the turnovers because it means you're being a little bit aggressive. Certain kinds of turnovers anyway, but that's different. But again, that's to be expected. That's just a regression kind of thing. How different really is it? They've been through different receivers. They've also had Kincaid out and Palmer out, you know, and they lost Samuel now. They've really had their struggles with injuries more so, I would say, than last year, certainly at that position. The difference is that there is another team in the division that's really good, if not better. And that was not part of the equation we were planning on before the season. I don't know if the Bills are really that different of a team, though. On offense, I still think defensively is where they're going to get beat, because they're just slow and not consistent. And you have games like the number one takeaways for me from games like the Steelers and the even the Panthers with Andy Dalton is just those offenses were inept. Like, the Steelers' offense was inept. They were not. Easy to say, how could I know this? I mean, it's not like they're that bad every week. But that did not look like a team. I mean, quarterback's playing with a broken wrist. They could not function at all on offense. So that'll be different Sunday. That should be very different Sunday.
It would almost be shocking if it's not.
It would really be totally different. Be shocking.
Yeah.
if the Bills like shut down the Bengals. 5.5-point favorites. Bengals defense isn't good. We'll talk to Joe Goodberry tomorrow about Cincinnati. 803-0550. Thanks for the call, Jim. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after this break. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They are really well-rounded. Their physicality on special teams and on Jackson Dart. They're good on special teams. Marcus Jones. I mean, they're just a good team. It's really impressive. So for them, this quickly, to be legitimately one of the best teams in the league and have an MVP quarterback is super impressive.
Ross Tucker with us earlier today. Drake May is the betting favorite now to win the MVP at age 23. Matthew Stafford is second, off a game where he threw a couple of picks, maybe more than two turnovers perhaps for Stafford, in a loss to Carolina. The third choice is Dak Prescott. And I have a ticket on Prescott from August, and I completely gave up on it pretty quick. And they had a couple losses early in the season where, all right, well, I always say the MVP has to be a quarterback on a team that wins at least 12 games. And that's not going
to
happen.
They're not getting to 12, no. But he is having an incredible year, and if they were to somehow – They probably need to take Philadelphia down, right? If they get in, you know, whatever, 10-6-1, would it be?
That would be right.
Because they have a tie. Mm-hmm. As a wild card, I have a hard time seeing him be the MVP. But if they track down Philly, which is still possible. I mean, they need to win out and they need Philly to really, you know, hit the bricks worse than they have already. Or just continue down the road they're already heading. Maybe he can pull it out.
May would probably have to really stumble, though.
Yeah.
I think. It's not over. And Stafford is there, too. Joe and Sam today brought this up. Like, do one of those two guys have to win it at this point? Maybe injuries could scuttle their chances, yeah. But... If not for an injury, I think the answer is yes. But, you know, I'll be happy if I win that bet. I also have some losing bets. You want to hear about those?
Please.
This is one of them. Probably, do tell. This is one of them.
My eight-leg division parlays all disappeared from my open bet sheet.
Somebody's eliminated?
Atlanta. I had Atlanta. You know, because I love Michael Penix Jr. He's going to be so good. So I had Atlanta in both of those. Yeah, there's other things that I'm going to miss, too. I got Dallas in one of them. But that's still live, like we're saying. But, yeah, it was maybe after after the weekend, I went into, you know, those are the bets that keep you company. When, you know, you go to look to see, like, oh, how did last night go? Oh, those are all gone. Well, at least these two are still here. Those are gone now. I got nothing. I'm on a night to night basis. I don't have any futures anymore. I got nothing. It's gone. I miss them already.
This is on FanDuel.
Yeah,
I have one that has not disappeared.
No, good for you.
But it must, the cash out option must be lower than a penny because there's no option.
Right.
Imagine losing this bet on the Bills, having the Bills be the one.
I had the Bills in both of those too. So I mean, even if Atlanta didn't, you know, ruin me. I Kansas City in both of them too.
I'll run this down for you.
So
it's not looking good.
Right.
Buffalo, Baltimore, okay. Jacksonville,
yeah. All
Denver.
Right. Yep.
Philadelphia.
All right.
Skip that one. Carolina.
All right.
7-5.
Yeah, they
game out.
They should have your attention. Sure. You're live there.
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Half game out. Minnesota.
Yeah, right. I had Minnesota in one of mine, too. Yeah.
You know what they don't tell you?
We're so smart.
You know what they don't tell you out there, kids? These are hard to win.
Yeah.
They don't tell you that. It looks so easy.
Yeah.
If only I had put Chicago instead of Minnesota, I bet I'd have the Bills would be the longest shot.
Right.
Of the seven.
Right.
But, you know, it's eight predictions. Yeah.
You know what really does tell you that they're hard to win is that when you put it all together and you just put $10 in and the prize is like $7,000, that's an indication that you're probably not going to win.
This was over 4,000.
Probably not.
For 10 bucks.
Probably not going to get there. I mean, good job building it up with those long odds, but see you later.
Ross is wrong. It's not your fantasy team. People don't want to hear about. It's this stuff.
You're losing bets.
Oh, I had a 7-leg parlay and I only got one wrong. Go figure. You wouldn't win. 7 predictions.
That was me yesterday. What was I moaning about? Mahomes passing yards. I missed by like 20. Like a 5-leg thing from Thanksgiving Day. You know, that's going to happen.
It is is probably going to happen.
But like of all the legs that I had, him not going over 273, I think was the number, against Dallas. I think I probably felt the best about any of the legs of any of them.
Why didn't that happen?
They couldn't get the ball back at the end.
Okay.
They needed one more desperation possession, and I think I would have gotten there. I mean,
they weren't going to run it. They can't run it.
Right. But they couldn't get – I think Dallas kept the ball for like the last, I don't know, like 3-4 minutes.
That's a bummer. That's a fantasy point, too. Like, a game like that, you just want it to keep going.
Yeah.
And then you see that one play happens, and
I think that's
going to be
happened.
The two-minute warning, no timeouts.
Right. We had a house full of people. I wasn't exactly staring at it, you know? I mean, it was on, but I wasn't.
No, that was what happened. Dallas, maybe it was Pickens. Dallas made a play, and KC was out of timeouts.
Yeah.
They ran it down to the two-minute warning, and that was the end of the game.
Right.
My brother-in-law found it interesting that he was looking at his app when that was happening, and he was looking at something, and Dallas's win probability was like 94%. And I'm like, the game is over. It's 2-minute warning, no timeouts, first down. Like, the game, it's 3 kneel downs. It's it. He's like, well, why isn't it 99%? Like, I don't know. Maybe it just wasn't updated.
Yeah, maybe.
It seems like 94 is low.
For a situation like that.
When you have first down at the 2-minute warning and the lead.
And no timeouts on the other side.
Right. You're going to have to fumble it. You're going to have to screw it up.
Right.
Let's go to Jay here. Hi.
Hey, guys. This reminds me back in the mid-90s when Ontario and Canada brought in pro-line betting, and all my buddies and I would lay down $2 and get the most extreme odds hoping for a jackpot. It never happened, so it always gets you. So here's my thing with the Bills, and I've been saying this for a while, and here's why I'm in a bad spot. So ultimately, I feel like what we have right now is an impressive running game with the threat of a Josh Allen play or two instead of an impressive passing game led by our centaur quarterback with a quality good running game. And I just don't feel like that combination or that philosophy is really going to get us to the promised land and win the Super Bowl. I look at the Pittsburgh game, and I mean, wow, what an incredible rushing total. But I didn't need that. You know, I didn't need that kind of play. I know it worked, and that's great, and it keeps us alive.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm just
I'm concerned that we don't have the horses that really are going to be needed when we need to make that big play. So, for example, we're going to play the Bengals this weekend. And Bulldog, you brought this up, and I was like screaming at my radio, going, "Yes, it's 3rd and 6, 1:57 on the clock. It's a tied game. The Bengals are driving, and they need this third down to keep the play going. And they're down by 3. We all know that Burrow is going to go to Ja'Marr Chase, even if he's triple covered, and likely make this play. I'm being facetious, but the point is that's where I feel like our team is lacking, and I do put this back on Bean for not addressing it the way he should, even when he had Stephon Diggs, right? I just don't know why we cannot get an alpha receiver to give our alpha quarterback exactly what he needs to make those crucial plays when we need it. I'm in here for the season. I'm always rooting for my Bills, but I'm just not there with the way they're positioned this year. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
I think it's it's plausible to me that they did better than they maybe even expected last year. Diggs gets traded. They don't replace him. It's $31 million in dead money. We're just going to take our medicine. You know, Hyde and Poyer are leaving. Travis White is gone. It's a reset year, and we're not going to make a trade, a big play for someone to replace Diggs. We're just going to get by, make some shirts and hats. Everybody eats, blah blah blah. But like internally, maybe expectations were a little muted. I'm spitballing here, okay? Instead, their turnover margin is incredible, and they almost never give the ball away themselves, and they score their 30 points a game, and somehow I think find their way to, oh, well, this works. We have proven, I referred to it as it was starting as the first great experiment of Josh Allen's career. Let's see if we can get by without paying a receiver top of market rate with this guy playing quarterback. And they did. Their passing game was not explosive. They didn't have that guy, but they scored their points and they won their games and they got however close, right? However close you want to say they got, right? They made it to the AFC Championship game, ball with a chance to win at the 2-minute warning. And I think that emboldened is the word I think I want, being the personnel department. All right, we're going to go get Josh Palmer. That's like a third of a number one receiver.
Who were they supposed to get?
That's a great question.
It's always, I'm not blaming you, but I love having, what did the caller say? I love having the alpha. All right. Was it supposed to be Metcalf? Would that have been good? Was it supposed to be George Pickens?
Right. I wouldn't have gone near Pickens. Or Metcalf.
I don't want to just pick
the
only famous ones, or I'm not even doing that, but it was supposed to be Brandon Ayuk. Last year, he hasn't basically played in a year and a half or something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't know that, but would it have been somebody in the draft? That's a reach. You know, they did do this in the draft. It just hasn't worked out like you'd want. Coleman. I don't know. Who's it supposed to be? Big free agent signing?
Another draft pick, I think, before the seventh round would have been in order.
Okay.
You know? And I don't know if that guy, you know, is splashing or smashing for them. But I really wonder if they like, the way Bean talked the day after the draft was like, they believed it. And I think we didn't. And I don't know. I'm not sure who they were supposed to get, but if the guy running that part of the team is telling you they don't need it, I think he missed.
Okay, fair enough.
So
they're always going to pretty much put a positive slant on what they have, who they have. But yeah, he did certainly came off that way that day. Wasn't going to be Diggs, right? They were not going to sign
Probably
Diggs.
Probably not. Probably not.
Who was it they were supposed to just go take off the market? It would be good to have maybe some consensus on that. I'm looking at the receiving leaders this year. I'll look during the break. Maybe I can come up with a name that maybe it was Metcalf. That was a trade.
Yep.
And it's big money.
And Pickens was a trade, and that will eventually be big money. And both guys, to certain extents, could be considered headaches. You know, I would have been stunned if the Bills had ever gotten in the George Pickens business.
Yeah, me too.
With his reputation.
I never even considered it.
And that's not to say that they're right, but like the way that they do business, I just don't think that's a guy they're going to go get.
I never considered it for them.
Diggs was one-tenth of the headache that Pickens had been in Pittsburgh, and they couldn't handle Diggs.
Well, I guess Pittsburgh does seem to have a way of
bringing that
exacerbating
out.
Exacerbating. I mean, just yeah. Are they always going to be this way when they leave Pittsburgh, or just what is it about Pittsburgh that it's every season they have a receiver who's a problem? Remember Deontay Johnson was this, and of course back to Brown and maybe even Juju a little bit. It's kind of a theme. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.